which is one of the most famous shlokas in the whole of Bhagavatam. It is the 7th canto, 5th chapter, text 23 and 24, titled Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. The scene is Hiranyakashipu's palace. So let us all imagine we are now sitting in Hiranyakashipu's palace. And in front of us, we have Hiranyakashipu, who picks up little Prahlad, 5-year-old, puts him on his lap, and says, "My dear Prahlad," the exact words I should say, I can't say what Hiranyakashipu had in mind. Hiranyakashipu said, "My dear Prahlad, my dear son, O long-lived one," he's already blessed him, "O long-lived one, for so much time you have heard many things from your teachers. Now please repeat to me whatever you think is the best of that knowledge." The whole thing starts with a question asked by the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu. Shri Prahlad Vacha, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedananam Iti Pamsa Pita Vishnu Bhaktisce Nava Lakshana Kritiya Bhaktiya Adya Tan Manaye Aditam Uttamam. Prahlad Maharaj said, now here it is. He actually says what his one teacher said. Now this is a very important, very subtle point. Actually speaking, Hiranyakashipu had put Shukracharya, the priest of the demons, had two sons. And he had put his two sons to teach Prahlad Maharaj how to be duplicitous, how to control people, how to capture other people's kingdoms, and so on and so forth. But Prahlad Maharaj is not talking about those two teachers at all, because he never thought them as teachers. He just thought of them as time-wasting nuisance people. Prahlad Maharaj was talking of one teacher. That comes out in the text. He is talking about Narad Muni. And what Narad Muni taught him is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Archanam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam. Now we are talking about Sakhyam. And next week you will hear about Atma Nivedanam. Somebody go up and tell those children to go down and play. Go up. They are disturbing the audience. They are not like Prahlad. Because Prahlad Maharaj would have taught them to do Kirtan. Prahlad said, "Hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering him," that is Smaranam, "serving the lotus feet of the Lord, Padasevanam, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, Archanam, offering prayers to the Lord, Vandanam, becoming his servant, Dasyam, considering the Lord as one's best friend." And today, before all of us leave this hall and downstairs, in here, my friends in the Hindi listening department, we will all become Lord Krishna's best friends. Agreed? That is the purpose of our sitting here. And that's the purpose why I am talking. Krishna has offered his hand in friendship. It is we who have left it. So all I am saying is, let's reconnect. So, The rest of the shloka is this: considering the Lord as one's best friend, surrendering everything unto Him, which you shall hear about next week. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 processes should be understood to be the most learned person. Do you all want to be the most learned persons? The most knowledgeable? Of course we do. That's why we've come here. We want to be the most learned people. How? That Bhagavatam says. Once you know these, you've already heard 7 processes earlier. Today is the 8th process. Tomorrow is, next Sunday is the 9th process. QED. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. There is no further knowledge required. Complete knowledge. That is what the Bhagavatam says. And what is Bhagavatam? Satyam Param Dhimahi. The first shloka of Bhagavatam, everybody knows? Janmadyasya Tunvayadi Taratas Charthe Swavigna Swarat Tene Brahmradaya Adi Kavaye Moyamti Atsuraya Tejo Vari Mrudam Yathamilimayo Yatra Trisar Gromusha Dhyamna Svena Sadana Tasta Kuakam Satyam Param Dhimahi. This book is the Satyam Param Dhimahi. There is nothing more which is more Satyam than this. Because this book represents Krishna. And therefore, it teaches us everything one needs to know, complete knowledge. It gives us friendship of Krishna. And that is what we are all here about. That's why you are all come here. Let me tell you what all these great acharyas have taught us. Amongst the most recent and the greatest of all acharyas was His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He states in the purport about Sakhyam, in regard to worshipping the Lord as a friend, the Agastya Samhita, written by Agastya Muni, states, and I happen to have gone to Madras all the way because somebody had a copy there in Tamil Nadu, and I wanted to hear that. And I happened to hear it. Because I read it here that there is a purport referring to Agastya Muni. So I said, let me see what that gentleman wrote. But Prabhupada summarized. Agastya Samhita states that a devotee engaged in performing devotional service by Shravanam and Kirtanam sometimes wants to see the Lord personally. Who wouldn't want to see God personally? Who? Anybody raise your hands? Nobody raises hands. Everybody wants to see the Lord. Why not? Tomorrow morning, if in Bombay city somebody says about some big film star, would you like to sit with him and talk to him and meet him? In Bombay, everybody would want to see. But we are not the ordinary Bombay people. We want to see God Himself, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what is offered here. It's not a small date, just one day type of offer. This is a lifetime offer. Changes our lives. And that is why this is very, very divine. And the next, I think about 1.5 hours, we hope everything will become very clear and you'll all get fixed up permanently in bhakti. It will be a step-by-step process. I will teach you as I have learned from my divine master, Radhanath Maharaj, as well as His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, and the Evam Parampara. So whatever I have learned in these 33 years of being a devotee, I'll try and teach you in 1.5 hours. A little difficult, but we'll try. So, Agastya Samhita states that the devotee engaged in performing devotional service by Shravanam and Kirtanam, which we did Shravanam and Kirtanam just a few minutes ago, sometimes wants to see the Lord personally, and for this purpose, He resides in the temple. Elsewhere, there is this statement, O my Lord, Supreme Personality, an eternal friend, although you are full of bliss and knowledge, you have become the friend of the residents of Vrindavan. How fortunate are these devotees in Vrindavan? In this statement, the word friend is specifically used to indicate intense love. Friend in this Sakya means intense love. For your benefit and mine, I referred to the Sanskrit dictionary, and there are two words, Mitra and Sakya. Mitra is different, Sakya is different. We are talking of Sakya here. Mitra is worldly. You do something for me, I do something for you. I come and ask you for some money, you ask money. It's material. Mitrata is temporary, as long as the body is there. Sakyam is the connection of the soul. That's a big difference. Mitrata is connection of the body. In friendship, no doubt, but is temporary. Sakyam is permanent, eternal. And the whole process of bhakti is only connected with that. I think he should come and give the lecture here. Prabhuji, aap aaiye na idhar lecture dijiye. Wo acha rahega. So it says, in Sakhyam, this is not astonishing, for when a devotee is pure in heart, the opulence of his worship of the deity diminishes, as spontaneous love for Lord Krishna develops. It's very difficult to develop pure love of God. It's very difficult, because we have so many other disturbances. In this world is the world of quarrel and disturbance. Even in the temple there will be a little disturbance. So what to speak of outside? And pure love is unmotivated and uninterrupted. Everything in this world is motivated and interrupted. So we are talking of the opposite side. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. Sakhyam is unmotivated and uninterrupted love. It's a very, very beautiful subject. So this next 1.5 hours is on the subject of unmotivated, uninterrupted love of the highest order. Of course, you may say that there is higher than that in the matter of Vatsalya Prem, Madhurya Prem. Yes, but remember one thing. As both Rupa Goswami says and some of the other acharyas in other sampradayas say, that in the case of other forms of Lauda Bhakti, we can do it on our own. But in the case of Sakhyam, Krishna actually induces Sakhyam in us. He accepts us first as a friend, then we accept him as a friend. Did you all understand the difference? The difference is that in the other forms of bhakti, Saranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, we are doing the thing first. Krishna may or may not accept. May or may not. It's his choice. In the case of Sakhyam, it is he who accepts us first. Rupa Goswami says, we'll cover that. And then we accept. It's a great thing. It's a big, big difference. It's subtle, but a very big difference. When the Lord accepts us first, and then we accept Him. So, Sri Dama Vipra example is being given in the Bhagavatam. You all remember that there was a young Brahmana boy. When Krishna went to Sandupani's Muni's ashram, that is near Ujjain. I have been there. I have seen that ashram, beautiful place. I spent some time there, trying to get the vibration and the idea of the whole place. What had happened was that Lord Krishna had gone to learn, so-called, actually he gave service to his teacher to teach him. There's nothing you can teach the Lord. How can you teach Krishna, who is the reservoir of all knowledge? But as a matter of etiquette, as a matter of example for us, the Lord says, whatever a Shrestha, a leader does, the general public will follow. And the Lord is a teacher, most important teacher. Bhagavad Gita has been taught by him. So what happened was that at Santipini Muni's ashram, one night, they were lost, both Sudama and Krishna. They were young boys. They were in the forest collecting wood for their acharya, for their teacher. Rained so heavily, must have been the monsoon time, like now. Full of clouds, it was very dark, and they couldn't get back. So they just sat under a big tree till the morning, and the teacher came with all his other students to search for them, and he found them. When he found them, they were very happy, and the teacher was very relieved that they are safe and sound. Now this little story, Krishna remembers all his life. When Sudama was very, very old and went to Dwarka, which must have been, as per the calculations of the Shastras, nearly 100 years afterwards. And still, Krishna remembers and tells Sudama this beautiful story. Do you remember how we held each other's hands, how the rain was coming on our face, so much we had to suffer at that night? Sudama remembered. That talk can only take place between two friends, close friends, intimate friends. Sudama had nothing to offer except a small bag in a cloth like this. Well, the cloth was full of holes. This one belongs to a friend of mine. And there was some chipped rice. That too it was borrowed from some neighbor. But Krishna grabbed that chipped rice and started relishing it and enjoying it. Sukka pua. In Gujarati we say sukko pua. Pua hota hai na, chipped rice. Sukka. It was absolutely dry. There was nothing in there. But he was enjoying it because it was brought by him with love and devotion. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakta priyachati. You bring with love and affection, I accept. He did accept. There is an example. He accepts from a friend. Just as you and me, we accept things from our friends. We don't accept from strangers. We don't accept things from unknown entities or people, or certainly not from enemies. So Krishna accepts from his friends. When he accepts something from you, believe me, that is the first time you can realize, self-realize, that I am now his friend. Because that is in the definition of friendship, as stated by Krishna himself. I accept from my friends. Because all devotees are his friends. We will now cover this subject. I just wanted to give you a background of the original shloka and the original part of the purport, so that you get the overall idea, and now we go into the details. Before I march off into areas of Shastra, let me give you an example of this world, so it will be easier for you to understand the rest of it. You know, in New Delhi there is a Supreme Court of India. Prabhupada always gave that example. In the Supreme Court, there are two sides, lawyer of this side, lawyer of that side. The judge is in the center. Now, you imagine that you are the judge now, Supreme Court judge. Okay? There is a lawyer here and a lawyer there. Now, both these lawyers, what do they do? What do these lawyers do? They start quoting authorities. They start pleading their case. They start giving references, contexts. They give sections of various laws, precedents, earlier judgments and so on, they try to convince the judge or team of judges, depending on the size of the case, that their side is right. Similarly, believe me, there are always two sides, this suras and asuras. Suras are the ones who are devotees, asuras are the ones who are non-devotees. It is there since time immemorial. We talked of Hiranyakashipu. He was the king of the asuras. But his son happened to be a sura, virtually a king of the suras in that sense. So, what happens is that Lord Krishna actually, he says, Aham Braj Bidpita, I am the seeding father of all. Does it mean he is the father of also the suras and the asuras? The answer is yes. There are some children in a family from the same father and mother. Some children go against the family. And some children do devotional service for their own parents. And the others fight with their parents. It happens, isn't it? So I am giving you an example that in this world, in the Supreme Court of India, just as you have to quote all sorts of evidences and reference to context, we also, when we preach, we have to give praman. In the Sanskrit word is praman. We have to give authority. We have to quote. Otherwise, nobody will believe us that this is the truth. And Prabhupada always says that you have to give shastric evidence. So therefore, from time to time, I am going to give you shastric evidence and prove to you that what we are saying is absolutely correct. The first one is from Bhagavad Gita. Everybody knows about Bhagavad Gita? Everybody has it, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Now, we are referring to chapter number 2, text number 23. Prabhupada says in Mundaka Upanishad 3.12 and Svetasvatra Upanishad 4.7. Samane Vriksha Purusho Nigmo Ashiya Sochati Muhamanaha Jastham Yada Pashyati Anya Isham Asya Mahimanam Iti Viti Shoka. Although the two birds are in the same tree, just imagine a forest, green forest, and in that green forest there are two parrot-like birds. One of the two birds, as stated here, is enjoying the fruits of the tree. And the second one is just watching that. The first one is eating fully engrossed with anxiety and moroseness as the enjoyer of the fruits of the tree. But if in some way or the other he turns his face to his friend who is the Lord and knows his glories, at once the suffering bird becomes free from all anxieties. So, the two references I quoted is the first reference for accepting. The Lord accepts you as a friend. It's a great thing. Whether you are a boy, whether you are a girl, man, old woman, it doesn't matter. We are jivatmas. And the Lord Krishna himself has confirmed in two Upanishads. Never you'll find the same shlok, same wording in two different Upanishads. The same shlok is appearing in two different Upanishads. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes this verse repeatedly, over and over again, because it becomes final authority. In Sanskrit, if anything is repeated over and over, it means it is fixed up, permanent. What it says is that these two birds, one is the jivatma, like you and me. But we are so engrossed in eating the fruits of this world that we don't even turn to see the Lord. We don't even bother. Most people don't bother. So all we have to do now is to turn our attention towards Lord Krishna. The other thing very important is that this shloka which we started with is defining bhakti. But let us understand what is bhakti itself. Because what is bhakti? If you try to understand bhakti, in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that bhakti is the natural and eternal energy of the living Atma. It is natural. Bhakti is natural. It is not an artificial imposition. Prabhupada uses the word artificial imposition. You remember in the first one. And he says that bhakti is the same as nishkarma. So, what we have to do is try to understand how this bhakti works. So, to understand really this, we have to go to a book called Nectar of Devotion, written by Rupa Goswami. He is a final authority on this subject. He is in our Ivam Parampara, the great Acharya, who is the final authority on bhakti. So he says that there are four types of sakyas. This is very, very important that you understand this. He says there are four types of friends Krishna has got. The first one is a well-wisher friend. Usually these well-wisher friends of Lord Krishna are slightly older than him. Just as you also have friends, isn't it? All of us have got some friends or the other. Some of our friends are older than us, isn't it? Now what happens in the case of Lord Krishna? These people are not in a bodily concept at all. They are purely on a spiritual concept. So what happens is that these older friends, I want to give a name of a few of them. One is called Mandala Vibhda, Mandalali Brother, and Balabhadra. These two, besides so many others, they try to protect Krishna. They try to see, they even go with armaments, with swords. When Krishna is taking his cows out for grazing at Vrindavan, they actually try to protect Krishna with spears and everything, in case some asura comes. Actually speaking, only Krishna can attend to the asura. And eventually Krishna only kills all the asuras. But the fact is that they have a desire, a great desire to somehow or the other protect Krishna. So some friends are like that. They try to protect you. Isn't it? You have also experienced that in your life. They come and explain to you. They try to guide you and try to protect your interest. So Krishna has friends who are older than him, who try to protect him. This is a ras. This is a type of mellow. Type of relationship. Incidentally, I want to tell you that three items are there. Three items. All three converge in sakya ras. You have already heard the other rases. Beautiful bhakti rases. But in this case of sakya ras, you also get mukti, the type of mukti you may desire, to associate with Krishna, to live in the same planet, to say, have the same bodily features, to have the same opulence. There are four types of muktis. So that all comes in friendship, in sakya, ras. You see? So automatically you get that. Just as if you eat some very, very tasty gulab jamun, say. You look at it, you smell it, you enjoy the taste and eat 5-6 of them, automatically you get satisfied. You don't want to eat the 7th gulab jamun. Similarly, by getting into this mood, you must get into the frame of mind of sakya ras, become a friend of Krishna, you automatically get mukti. You don't have to make an effort. In fact, mukti, she is a lady. Mukti, with folded hands, will stand in front of you. Please accept me. The other way around. The whole world is trying to get mukti. Here, mukti is trying to get you. Because of bhakti. Bhakti is supreme. Mukti is subsidiary. Mukti comes as a corollary in mathematical terms. So the first is these well-wishers of Krishna, they are great personalities. They have an element of paternal love. As you all know, there are five positive ras: Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuryaras. So, a small element of paternal ras is in the first category of friends of Lord Krishna. You must know your friends of the future. Please note, you are going to face these friends sometime or the other. Maybe in the next life, or maybe after a little more life. But all of you are going to meet these guys, Krishna's friends, sometime or the other. So you should know more about your friends well in advance. And that's what this class is all about. Because if you are in Agnyan, without knowledge, and you go to a place, you don't get the benefit of the place. If you go to a place, you don't know the people, then you don't get the benefit of meeting those people. Isn't it? You can only get the benefit if you know something. So for heaven's sake, keep awake. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. I wanted to drink a glass of water, so. It is always useful to chant the holy name when the speaker has a chance to drink some water. I have learned this lesson long back. All of you become preachers and learn that lesson also. So we were talking about this Sakhya Ras. Automatically gives you mukti. It's a great thing. Supposing you go to a shop and you buy 100 rupees worth of product. And you get a ticket, you know. You sometimes get this voucher. You can buy another 100 rupees worth of things. Free. It's like that only. You never ask for mukti. You are talking of bhakti all the time for the last 7 weeks. Today I am telling you, you are getting bhakti, you are getting mukti, you are getting everything. All at one shot. For the price of one. You follow? What is the price you have to give? Anybody knows how to become a friend of Krishna? Does anybody know what is the pre-qualification? It's very simple. How do you become a friend of somebody on this earth? We are all on this earth, right? We are sitting here. In this earth, the same thing, because this particular temple actually is a spiritual place. And how we became a friend, you know, by doing a small amount of devotional service. And our Shri Shri Radha Gopinath have accepted your devotional service. Somebody has done little, bring some fruit, bring some flower, bring even some water for Krishna. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Yome bhaktya priya chiti. Become priya. Priya means loved, beloved. He becomes very happy. And friendship develops. The same Rupa Goswami explains that there is a 6-way process of friendship. Give each other some gift. The first thing is give each other gift. Confide in each other anything confidential. Isn't it? Right? So immediately the person becomes your friend. I'm going to come to that. In fact, there is another group of Krishna's friends only whisper in his ears. Can you imagine? You have got friends, no, amongst you, who come quietly to you. Others don't know what is happening. They'll quietly come in your ears and tell you. I'll give you the names of those people because you might meet them. Then you should know. One of them is called Subal. We have also got a Subal Das somewhere here. But the original Subal, these gopis, no? He irritates the hell out of them. Because the gopis want to know what is this Subal whispering all the time in Krishna's ear. Because, you know, women always want to know what the other one is speaking. And then Krishna is enjoying that. And Krishna is enjoying to such an extent Then he forgets everybody else. And he wants to be with Subal only. So, Rupa Goswami says on page number 326, that just see, one gopi is telling Krishangi. One gopi addressed Radharani thus, my dear Krishangi. Krishangi means delicate one. Krishangi means Radharani. Just see that fellow there, you know, that Subal. How he is whispering into Krishna's ears. When we are standing here, he is just talking like that. So we cannot hear. And he is looking at us. And he is saying something to Krishna. And Krishna is smiling. Sometimes laughing. And they both are clapping each other's thighs. They are vulgar fellows. They should tell us. So we can also slap our thighs. They didn't say that, but it amounts to that. So, they are very, very intimate. Very close friends. Subal and company. Now, who is the other part of Subal's company, I will tell you. All the names I will tell you. One by one. Sabko hum khulla kar dega. As they say, you know. We will have a full list. So, the first category of friends we told about. The greatest one of them is Balabhadra. Who goes with a spear, you know, everywhere. I'll protect Krishna anywhere. Where is that Asur? Where is that Aristasur? He sees Aristasur even in a cloud. Can you imagine? One day, they were near Govardhan. Govardhan Hill. Everybody has been to Govardhan, right? The Parikrama. And there was a dark cloud coming. Just like in the original, when Aristasur came, big cloud came. And his horns were like sticking in some clouds. Tail up like this. So he said, again that damn Aristasura has come. He forgot that Krishna had already finished him. But anyway, another Aristasura might be coming. So he went to fight with Aristasura. But then when he went up the Govardhan Hill, there was no Aristasura, there was only cloud. So shamefacedly he came back. He said, never mind. If tomorrow he comes, I'll show him. See? So that is the attitude of the devotees. They just want to please Krishna. They just want to do some devotional service day and night. They just remember Krishna only. Nothing else. No one else. This is pure devotional service. With this team, the first team of Balabhadra, there is a guy called Subhadra. Not to be confused with Subhadra. Subhadra is the younger sister. In Sanskrit, if you add A, means Arjuna, then there is a girl's name. Arjuna is the boy's name. Like that. Krishna is Draupadi. Krishna is Krishna, of course. So then there is, these are odd names, you know. Gobhatta, Yaksha, Indrabhatta, Bhadranga, Mahaguna, Vijay. Vijay is alright, because we have a lot of Vijays in India. And then there is Braddha Vardhana. Nobody keeps these names except Vijay. Because all of these names are referring to people who thought they were bigger than Krishna. There are friends. Your own friends. Some of them think they are bigger than you. Stronger than you. And you need my protection. Huh? You be with me. I'll take care of you. So that is one category. Then comes a very nice category. These second category are the meek, soft, quiet type of friends. They'll do anything. This one particular friend of Krishna, I must tell you about him. His name is Vishal. This Vishal, he gets up early in the morning, very, very early in the morning, gets all bath, dressed, everything. And comes and sits on the doorstep of Yashodamai's bedroom. So, one day Yashodamai opened the bedroom door. Vishal, again you have come? So early in the morning? Yes. In case Krishna wants something from outside, I may get it for him, you know. He's a very dila pocha in Gujarati we say. He's all the time there only. Arey bhai, you don't have anything else to do. What about your own food? No, that I'll have later. Let Krishna have first. Everything let Krishna have first. So that second category of Krishna's friends are these softies. The first one are the hard guys. tough guys. I'll kill all these asuras. Second one, they just sit down on the floor only and clean Krishna's shoes, clean Krishna's feet, clean Krishna's floor. Wo niche hi dekhta hai, upar dekhta hi nahi hai. That is his style. Now, who are these friends of Krishna? They are good friends. They are called Sakhas. Vishal is the leader. Vrishabha is another one. Ojasvi, Devaprastha, Varuthapa, Maradana, Kusumapida, Manibandhan, Karanadhama. So, of them, Vishal is the most leading. Because he is always with Yashodamai. And Yashodamai always takes pity on this poor fellow. Actually, we've got one devotee here. I won't give names. So meek and quiet, you know. So he's been made in charge. At the end, I think his name will be referred to take care of our guests. So every time I see him, I'm remembering of this Vishal only. So then the third are, the third is the best group. I like that group. They're called Priya Sakhas. Now these Priya Sakhas, no, they are the same age as Krishna. Not only that, from the back, you'll be confused. If all of them are walking, in fact, their pictures are right here, some of them. So after this, not now, but after the lecture, you can all walk and offer your obeisances. They're all there. So, this third group, they are called the most confidential friends of Krishna. Priya Sakhas. And the leader of the Priya Sakhas is Sri Dama. He is the number one in that group. Each one has got a number one in that group. Leader of the group. So Sri Dama is the most Priya, most confidential Sakha of Krishna. And what do? Their behavior is in pure friendship. See, the first one I told you, there is element of parental love. The second one, there is Dasya Ras. In the third one, there is neither parental nor dasya. Pure sakyaras. We are coming to the fourth one later. There are four groups. So here Sri Dama is the leader. There is another guy called Dama. Then there is a Sudama. I think all these Damas, some family thing. Kinkini, Stota Krishna, Ansha, Bhadrasena, Vilasa, Pundarika, Vitanka, and Kalavinka. These are the leading. Now these very confidential friends, no? They, according to Radharani, Radharani is a authority. And remember, we must never forget Radharani. Why? Because when we reach the Viraja River, it is Radharani who is going to get us across. Either she may do it herself, or her sweet will, she may send a boat over. See? So now Radharani is the supreme authority as far as I am concerned. So Radharani says, my dear, friend of Radharani tells Radharani, my dear graceful Radharani, your intimate friend Krishna, no? He is also served by his intimate boyfriends. Means there is a little competition here. We are intimate girlfriends and these are intimate boyfriends. Some of them cut jokes, which we cannot cut. And they laugh hilariously, jumping up and down. For example, Krishna has one Brahmana friend in that group. His name is Madhu Mangal. You all know about Mota. His name is Madhu Mangal. This boy would joke by playing the part of a greedy Brahmana. He would act like a Brahmana. Whatever is in anybody's plate, he will take away. Because he has got a big one there. And Krishna would keep on feeding endless amount of laddus to him. And he would keep on accepting them. If you give me one more laddu, since I am a Brahmana, I will bless you. He is telling Krishna. Now can you imagine somebody blessing God? We have got Brahmanas in this world who will say, you pay 10 rupees, then I'll start blessing you. But Here is a case where the Brahmana boy, that is Madhumangal, one of that intimate Priyasakha, he is saying, whoever gives me 10 laddus, I will give him blessings. And the fellow keeps on eating and enjoying thoroughly. This is a most important thing because Brahmanas are supposed to give blessings. And he is saying, after all, Krishna, you can't eat all these laddus, man. You better give me some of your laddus. And now, just imagine, such intimate relationship they've got. Loving relationship. You have got friends, right? Supposing he's got 2 scoops of ice cream in his plate. And you finish your ice cream very fast. You say, look, you can't eat these 2 scoops of ice cream. Yaar, mere ko ek de do. And you take it away only. Now that sort of relationship, some of these third number group I've got. And the fourth group of Krishna's friends, I already told you, are his friends who are so intimate that nobody knows what they are telling Krishna. So these are the four groups of Krishna friends, and amongst these groups, again, there are 3 divisions. Now, see, in this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and many Vaishnava literature, you'll find wheels within wheels within wheels. In the P.G. Buddhavsa, I used to read long back. Then there is written wheels within wheels. But what it comes to is that there are categories and categories and subcategories. And then there are sub-subcategories. So don't get confused. Just know the overall situation. Overall situation is, I think we are almost running out of time. Time really flew, no? Went very fast. At least it did for me. He says that on the whole, it is Krishna who first accepts you as a friend. Here it is stated. The Lord himself becomes the impetus for increasing fraternal love from Dasyam. So he sees that, oh, you are serving me so well for so long. You are such a nice Das, servant in that. And he puts within your heart the impetus. Impetus means like an electric current of love, of Sakya. So if you are a constantly a very good servant of Krishna, there is a chance of your being promoted to Sakya Ras. And automatically, without any effort, you get Samipya, Sarupya, Solokya and Srishti. All of them. All the 4 muktis I mentioned. First one is associating with Krishna at all times, having similar bodily features as Krishna, staying in the same place as Krishna, planet or loka. And like Sudama, he received at the end so much wealth, so much opulence, that Lakshmi Devi had to catch the hand of Krishna. Bhai, abhi mat do, nahi to apna chale jayega. Had to stop. You see, Krishna was just giving profusely to his friend. Because for Krishna, his opulences are ever increasing. There is no limit. There is no end to his opulences. For us, we are small jivatma. So we think in terms of limits. We should actually think in terms of limits. Because we should not imitate Krishna. And at no time, we should try to take undue advantage of Krishna. Because that is the cause of the fall down. One has to be a little careful in life. Because if somebody has given some position to us, somebody has given some benefit to us, and we take undue advantage and try to exploit it, then Krishna says, you become an exploiter. Go to a place where there is a lot of exploitation and enjoy exploiting there only. And that is what has happened. This world is a place of people who exploit. Everyone, whether the elder brother, younger brother, they fight and then exploit each other. Exploitation takes place. Bound to happen. So, we have to understand the mistakes we have committed. We have to understand how to never repeat the mistakes. We have to understand where we want to go, what is the position we can get, who will give us the position, what we have to do to get our position. Very simple. Prabhupada has made it very simple. He says, just follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to give you the example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself had so many friends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had himself very sakyas. He, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself, isn't it? In the mood of Radharani. What had happened, as you all know, after Krishna finished his Leela on this earth, he went back home, to his home back to Godhead, Dolok Vrindavan. And he started thinking that how is it Radharani was enjoying the Leela I had more than me? How is it possible? I am the ocean of enjoyment. I am ocean of everything. So, he actually came back again to experience Radharani's pleasure, potency, Haladini, Shakti. What happened to Arjun, his very good friend? Arjun also felt that let me also do some service. Wherever Krishna goes, all his friends go. That is standard practice. You follow? So Arjun, Ramanand Rai, he came. And just like there is a 1-to-1 ratio, I'm just trying to remember, Ramanand Rai is Arjun, in the mood of Vishakha. Anybody knows? Vishakha? Right? That is your name. I thought so. She will know at least. So, similarly, in Chaitanya Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, you'll find that many of his associates are X plus Y plus Z also. Multiple. Because they get in that mood. Just like when friends play with each other, one friend becomes an actor, or he plays that part plus that part. You know, on a stage, we have these programs in November usually. The same actor I have seen, 1 minute ago, he was like, I'm trying to remember that devotee, a very nice devotee. He was actually acting as a prostitute. And within a few minutes, he was acting as a Muslim wazir or something. How quickly he changed. Wonderful. Similarly, the same personality who is a friend of Krishna becomes a friend of Radharani. That's the beauty of it. So, you have a choice before you leave this hall. You please all decide. That's one of the reasons why at the time of initiation, very often the Guru Maharaj gives you a name, spiritual name. Because then you get used to being called that name. Very often by why a son, newborn son in your family is given a very good name. Because by hearing that name and speaking that name over and over again, he may acquire the qualities of that name. He may become in that mood. You see? So, nobody calls the new son Ravan. Nobody calls him Hiranyakashipu or Hiranaksha or Surapankha. There are no such names given to any child. Otherwise, you'd have a big problem in your house. You see? So, that's why we are given these wonderful transcendental names at the time of initiation. To remind us that eventually we have to be a servant of a servant of a servant like this. And if Krishna is pleased and if he wants us, we can be promoted to Sakhya Ras. I was given time up to 2:30 and then there is a question answer period for 15 minutes. So, thank you very much. And please give your comments or any questions. Thank you. Anybody have any questions?
Babu ji, well, there are no questions. We'll do kirtan.
Yeah. No, there is a question. Mike.
From the mic.
So that he plays a part of a person who doesn't know. And he says to Krishna, Krishna, how is this yaar? You and I are of the same age. You are telling me you taught millions of years ago. Veveshwan, sun god. How you can do that? Aap toh abhi janam hua tera. That's how you talk with a friend. So Krishna says, no. I remember all the periods, past, present and future. You may not. Is it clear?
That very ancient sign. Yes.
So here it is, Bhakto si, Bhakto asi, ne sakha cheti. That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee as well as my friend, and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science. So, if you want to really understand Krishna, you understand the book, Bhagavad Gita, the book Krishna. This Bhagavatam is the book Krishna. You want to understand this, you have to do two things. You have to surrender to a spiritual master who will put you on the right path. And secondly, you have to become a devotee of Krishna, full time. If you're not full time, like us, part time. But sometime. Any other questions? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you very much for your wonderful lecture. Prabhuji, in this process of Vishnoha Smaranam, Srila Prabhupada is translating it in Nectar of Instruction as remembering Krishna and yes, not remembering Vishnu. So, is that any specific reason for that?
Yes. You see, what is your surname? Huh?
Bhagat.
Bhagat. Okay. There are many, many Bhagats, right? But there was one Bhagat, not to start with. Correct? The origin of all Bhagats. So, Krishna is the origin of all Vishnu Tattva. Alright? So, why not remember the origin? That helps everybody. You follow? So, the idea is that when we say that remember so and so, really what we mean when I tell you is to please remember me to your senior. If I talk to you, I'll tell you please tell my pranams to your father. Is it not? Similarly, you have to remember Krishna. The origin of Vishnu Tattva. The example given in the Shastra is about these candles, you know. You know that example? Supposing a lot of candles are all lined up. The first candle which is lit lights the other candles. So the first candle is like Krishna. The other candles are like Vishnu. All give the same light. Everything is alright. But if your relationship is with a particular Vishnu, say Padmanabha or Trivikrama, there is a planet where Padmanabh is the ruling deity in Vaikuntha Lok. Then you go there, whomever you remember. Prabhupada is offering you the highest, just like you go to a shop to buy jewelry. There are many shops on Uses Road. So, if you say, show me the best, the shopkeeper will show you the biggest diamond. If you afford it, it's a different story. I cannot afford, but you may be able to afford. He's offering. He has the best. So, Prabhupada is offering you the best. Then you can. If you cannot achieve this, at least you will achieve part. But if you try part, you may not achieve anything. So why not try for the full? Isn't it? If you are studying for an exam, I presume you are a good student. You are a student, right?
No.
Or you finished your studies. Yeah. But when you were a student, were you trying for 100% or not?
Yeah.
In the exam paper.
Uh-huh.
Were you answering all questions?
I was trying.
Yes. You are trying for 100. So if you try for 100, you might get 50, 60, 70, 80. But if you try for 10, pata nahi kya hoga. Clear, no? Okay, let's have some kirtan.